Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Ches. Just 2 minutes of Inyanei Chizuk before we start. One or two people came over to me after yesterday's daf, somewhat confused, somewhat quote unquote in a blur. So first of all, some dafim and yivamis are challenging. And again, if somebody gives the shir, they have to go over it a bunch of times. And you know, just hearing it for the first time or the second, or even just trying to drink it in, it is somewhat challenging. You know, I sometimes. At home, I look at some of my wife's medical journals or my wife's medical textbooks. At home, my wife's a pediatrician, and you know, it's Greek. That means nothing to me. I try to understand it. But again, if there's something that's important material that you know one has to do research and put in the time, if really one wants to fully understand it, so then it's you know not every Gemara is given to me on a platter. We have to put in our time. So step one is if we have some more time on a harder daf, we have to try to put in the more time. But again, someone said, this is my hour. I have my hour of the daf, and you know, there's work, and is it still, you know, we have to try to make it meaningful, even if I don't get every single prat and I get the yesodos. But we also have to note that that's also valuable, even just the hour of learning, even if I don't get every single prat. Through all the, somebody once said, even if I'm going through shas, and I can't get every prat by going through shas, but shas is going through me. And even and every line of shas, I'm there, I'm doing it, shas is going through me, even if I don't have a handle on every single line, I try my best. And I'm not using that as an excuse, and I have to do my best. But we have to make sure that we appreciate it, that we appreciate it. And also, especially this type of learning that is a little, some dafim, that are a little more difficult, Amud Aleph yesterday, you have to put in the time. But this is what the Medrash talks about, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Yisro, where the Medrash is dealing with the question of Kavale Mar Kagigas versus Nasa V'Nishma, a question that Tosfos already deals with. Was it forced? Was it voluntary? They said Nasa V'Nishma, why they have to have the mountain put over their heads. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, they accepted willingly. Wonderful. It's finite. It's somewhat easier. While Torah Shebal Peh says the Medrash, it's difficult sometimes. Some plot we have to crack our heads, and it's not so easy. When the going gets tough a little bit, and we keep on going, that reflects Avas Hashem. It's not just we're learning it because it's enjoyable. Everything's enjoyable in the greater sense. But sometimes when it's more difficult and we feel a little bit lost, A, we have to try to put in the more time to try to understand it. But even if at the end of the day we still have some trouble, we have to realize our working at it is a function of Avas Hashem. And that's what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam writes, Rambam defines Avas Hashem. And then we'll get back to Yevamos. Right, Rambam defines Avas Hashem in Mitzvah Dalid, Mitzvah Gimel. Says Sivanu La'avo Yisala. How do you show your love for Hashem? Eini Yodea Keset Oives Hamakom Tamalomar V'Hayu Advarim Ela. Sharenochim Safcha Yom Shemitoch Kach Atamakres Mishamar V'Hayu Ha'Olam. Talmud Torah, especially when it's somewhat more challenging and difficult, that's a reflection of Avas Hashem. Says the Rambam that's something that we have to remember. So again, when we have certain days or certain dafim that are somewhat more challenging, step one is we have to see if we could find a little more time during the day to go over it again, because that's the only way to do it. You know, some things are more difficult, more challenging. But on the other hand, if I don't get it, we should chas v'shalom think about, you know, what does it mean and what am I getting out of it? Shas is going through me, and my working at it and getting up every morning and putting in the time and sitting in the car and listening to it, wherever one might be. I got a message from somebody in Denver yesterday that they're part of our chevra. So again, this is our Avas Hashem, how we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we appreciate His Torah that He has given us. Okay, so now let's get back to Maseches Yevamos. We are on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We have to remember that as we go along. Says the Gemara. So we had a machlokas yesterday between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna, Marav and Rav Yochanan. What was the machlokas in Amud Beis? Three brothers, two of them are married to sisters, and now the two brothers who are married to sisters die. So now Levi is here with two women that he cannot do Yibam with, because each one of them is a sister of the one he has to do Yibam with. Achos Zikukaso. And then lo and behold, one of these sisters died. So the question is, now there's only one woman. Before he did Chalitza, one of the sisters died. So now the question is, can he do Yibam to this other woman? The only reason he couldn't have done Yibum to one of them was because it was the sister of the woman he had to do Yibum to, or Chalitza. But now there's only one woman left, so can he do Yibum to this woman? So that's a machlokus between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, yes, you could do Yibum, it doesn't matter which sister died. You could do Yibum to the other one. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you could only do Yibum if the second sister died, if Mrs. Shimon died, because then what happened? Let's think about what happened. Mrs. Ruvain dies first. So Mrs. Ruvain becomes the Yavama. Right when Mrs. Ruvain becomes the Yavama, she's Muteris. She's Muteris to do Yibum. She's Mutter at the moment of the Nefila Lazika. And then Mrs. Shimon dies. All of a sudden she becomes Aser. All of a sudden she becomes Achazuku Kaso. Now Mrs. Shimon dies. So now Mrs. Ruvain is back to being Mutter. It was Mutter, Aser, Mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan says that works. Because you go by the moment that the Nefila Lazika started, the moment she became a Yavama. But in the other way, says Rabbi Yochanan, if let's say Mrs. Ruvain died, then you still have to do Chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, not Yibum. Why? Because at the moment that Mrs. Shimon became a Yavama, she was already Aser. She was born a Yavama, not literally, but she became a Yavama in a state of Iser. She was already Achozuku Kaso. Kiva Denesra Nesra. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says it makes no difference. Who died? You could do Yibum to the other one, because right now she's the only one. While Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's only if the first one was Mutter at the moment of the Zika. Mutter, Aser, Mutter works, but just Aser, Mutter doesn't work. That was a machlokas yesterday that we had between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what the Gemara said at the end of the line yesterday. Did we get up to there? I think that was the last line that we did. That we said, doesn't Rav agree that Shas Nefila is significant? Rav says, doesn't Rav agree that Shas Nefila is significant? So he says Shas Nefila is significant only by Achos Isha. No, because by Achos Isha, let's say you're married to a woman and her sister becomes Zakut to you. And then later on, your wife dies. It's still Aser. Still Aser in that case, because the Gemara talks about the Rechad Achinoam, you're not going to change it. So you're right. In general, that Iser evaporates, but in the case of Yibam, it does not. Okay, so now let's go to Esve. Is that what we're up to? We got up to Esve? So Esve, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina asked the Kasha under Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi holds that this Kasha could have been asked on Rav as well. Because Rav says in both cases, you know, you could do Yibam. Rabbi Yochanan only says one, but the Meiri says the Gemara could have answered Rav Tanu Upalik. The Gemara could have said, Rav argues. So that's what the Gemara answered on Rabbi Yochanan. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfa says otherwise, but we'll stick to Rashi right now. Eisver, Rabbi Yossi, Rechani, Rabbi Yochanan, from our Mishnah on Daf Chavav, the beginning of the parak. Arba achin, beis mehem nesuin, beis achios, v'meso nesuin as achios, hare elu chotzos v'lomis yamos. So the Gemara brings our Mishnah from the parak. What's our Mishnah? Again, four brothers, two of them are married to sisters. The two brothers married to sisters die, so now you have Mrs. Ruvain. We always use Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Mrs. Ruvain and Mrs. Shimon are sisters, and they fall to Levi and Yehuda to do Chalitza. So what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that they have to do Chalitza and not Yibam. Why? Because each of them are Achos Zukukaso, as we've said. So they have an Isser Durabanan, by the way. Achos Zukukaso is an Isser Durabanan. So therefore, the Gemara says, we do Chalitza to both of these women, and not Yibam.
If he does Chalitza to the first one, then he free from this.
If he does Chalitza to the first one, then the second one is not free yet, because the second one is coming from a different husband. Remember, if the two women are coming from the same husband, then the other one is free. But these two women are coming from two different husbands. So one Chalitza is not good enough for the other woman.
How is that different from dying, from Misa? Once you do Chalitza, you freed her from death.
No, you freed her from, but that's only when there's one marriage. If there's one husband that dies, and he had four wives, if you do Yibam Chalitza to one of the wives, the other ones are off. But here, remember, Reuben and Shimon died. These women are coming from two different men.
Right.
So therefore, one Chalitza to one does not pater Chalitza to the other one. You have to do Chalitza or Yibam to one of each husband's wives.
Right, no, but if you do Chalitza, if they are Zikas.
Right.
And you do Chalitza to the first one, then you could do Yibam to the second one.
Theoretically, you could do Yibam to the second one. That's what the Gemara is about to ask now, but the Gemara is... What?
Then it's
Achos Chalutzasa, but we're going to get to that. Okay, so says the Gemara, so we bring this Mishnah. The Mishnah, again, four brothers, two of them died who had been married to sisters. The Gemara says you have to do chalitza to both women. So ask the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say you have to do chalitza to the women? Yamai, leku chad minayu, lachlos lalashniya, let one of the brothers, let's say Levi, let Levi come and do yibum do chalitza to Mrs. Shimon. Okay, so let Levi come and do chalitza to Mrs. Shimon, meaning the second woman. So who's left now? The original, the first one, Mrs. Reuven. V'tever rishonu lagabi idach, ki yavama shehutra v'nesra, v'chazra v'hutra, tachzor la'teira harishon. Why, maybe Marcel, your question. The Gemara asks, why does our Mishnah say that in this case of four brothers, two of them die and the two wives who are sisters go to Levi and Yehuda and they have to have chalitza done to them? But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, if the second woman died, then the first woman would be able to have yivam done to her because she was mutter at the moment that she became a yivama, usher and now mutter again. So why doesn't our Mishnah give that suggestion? Why doesn't our Mishnah say, you know what? Have one of the remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda, do chalitza to the second woman, Mrs. Shimon, and then Mrs. Reuven now is the only one left, and therefore she should be able to do yibum. That's the Gemara's question. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that? Says Rabbi Yochanan.
You did suggest that earlier. You said about
well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that on a drabbanan level. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Ach yos eni yodea mishanan. You know what Rabbi Yochanan answers to this question? I don't know where that Mishnah... I never heard of that Mishnah. Eni yodea mishanan. I don't agree with that Mishnah, says Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know where that Mishnah was learned. I don't know. I don't have a parakar ba'achin in my Yavamas. So eni yodea mishanan, period. So now the Gemara is going to say, why do you have to give that answer? Why couldn't he have given this answer? We're going to have 10 possibilities. Why couldn't he have said this? Why couldn't he have said that? Why do you have to say, I reject the Mishnah totally? Here we go. Why couldn't he say that the word in the Mishnah that says you do chalitza means you do chalitza to the second woman? Why was he forced to say that? Oh, you threw out the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, chalitzos k'tani, because it says a plural word. It says chalitzos, you know, I guess he'd rather throw out the Mishnah than change the girsa. Chalitzos k'tani. The Gemara says, v'lei malei mai chalitzos, chalitzos da alma. Why didn't he say chalitzos means all women in this situation would get chalitza. All women in this situation, the second woman would get chalitza, and the first woman would be able to do yibum. So Gemara answers no. It says, hare elu k'tani. Elu, chalitzos, elu is plural. So again, you can't say it's referring to other women. It's referring to these women in the Mishnah. Next try. V'leima d'cholos leila rishona b'resha. Why didn't he say that, you know what? If it would have happened that they would have done chalitza to the second woman first, you're right. The first woman could have done yibum. But you know what happened in the Mishnah? The guy did chalitza to the first woman. What could I do? He did chalitza to Mrs. Reuven. So now Mrs. Shimon doesn't become mutter to me, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Remember, only if it's mutter at the moment she becomes a yavama and then becomes aser, you can go back to being mutter. The second woman, right when she became a yavama, was already aser. She was already achos ukukaso. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give that answer? That, you know what? You're right, but the Mishnah is talking about a case that this is what happened. So Gemara answers, no. Choltzos lechatchila k'tani. The word choltzos sounds like what we tell her to do. Do chalitza. It sounds like we're not giving her any other options. Next. V'lei malei gzeira dilma kadam v'cholitza rishana v'resha. So why don't you say, fine. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give this answer? It could work if you had done it first, but we make a gzeira, because people are going to get mixed up. People are going to get confused. If you're allowed to do chalitza to the second woman, and then do yibam to the first woman, people are going to do the other way. They're not going to realize the difference. And that's why the Mishnah answers and says do chalitza to both. But really, Rashi explains this line, really, let's say it happened that chalitza was done to the second one first, we'd allow yibam to the first woman. We'd allow it. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer that? That our Mishnah is just saying the Gzeira. But really, we would allow it if Chalitza had been done to the second woman and then Yibim to the first woman. So the Gemara says, V'lo misyabemes k'tani. No, the Mishnah says, do Chalitza and don't do Yibim. V'lo misyabemes. Deleka din Yibim hacha klal. It sounds like that there's no Yibim possible at all here in this case. Even if Chalitza had been done to Mrs. Shimon, it sounds like the Mishnah would not allow it. Says the Ritva on this line, Leka lo misyabemes sounds like that they're both equal. It's not that one is usher mishum the other one. It sounds like it's all usher. Elakach pirish lo mitziyav emes mashma pirish shtei and shavos v'yafshel lahen lavo lidei din yibum. If it was just b'shem gzeira, it wouldn't have used this lashon of lo mitziyav bemes, which sounds like it's totally across the board. Yeah.
But zika is the rabbanon and yibum is the rice. Why can't we just say that the rice should override the rabbanon?
No, that's what we spoke about. Why isn't the daraisa override the rabbanon? That gets into the issue of asidoch alos. I say, why don't you say that in this case? That was the we had on daf chaf. We had that. You know, it's yesh kof yad chachamim. They could be okay the mitzvah of sheval tasa for various reasons. Achos gukasa looks like achos ishto. If he holds yesh zika, it's a very strong connection between the two. But you're right. Even though one's daraisa, one's rabbanon. Okay, next try. Again, what are we trying to do? Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to reject the Mishnah? Why was it such a problem? Why couldn't he give a different answer? So another try. V'leimalei, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say... Again, what was the question? Let's review the question. The Mishnah says that four brothers, two of them are married to sisters, the two oldest brothers, Reuven and Shimon, died. So Levi and Yehuda have to do chalitza to both women. That's what the Mishnah says. Gemara asks, but according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, who hold that if a woman is mutter when she becomes a yavama, and then problems start, and then she becomes mutter again, you could do yibum to her. So in our Mishnah, why didn't the Mishnah suggest that chalitza be done to Mrs. Shimon, the second woman that became a yavama, and then Mrs. Reuven is left. Mrs. Reuven is left, and now she's mutter. She's the only one left, and now you should be able to do yibum to her. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, reject the Mishnah. You're right, I don't agree with that Mishnah. So why do you have to do that? So we have five possibilities trying to say what else he could have said. We all answered. So now we're continuing.
Wasn't there a moment of Isser even for the second one?
For the second one, there was a moment of Isser.
Yeah, so
but she started as a moment of Isser. She started with Isser. That's why we're not asking to. We're not asking on that Sheetah.
The only idea was because if there isn't the moment of Isser, if there's a Heter, then it becomes out.
Right. Mrs. Reuven became a Yavama at Shas Heter. And therefore, she was mutter at the moment. That's why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we could go back and make her mutter. But according to by the second woman, we can't. The second woman was born in Acho Zukukaso, born in Yavama as an Acho Zukukaso. Viter, yeah? What do you mean? Equated? Well, we're about to ask about death. Correct. We are comparing death and chalitza. Correct. That's what Yisrael asked before. We are comparing death, just like in the case of death, you know, she becomes mutter, so too, let's say, chalitza. Doesn't chalitza destroy the connection, and therefore she's like the only one left? Correct. That's the assumption. Says the Gemara, third line, V'leimalei gzeira shema yamus, v'as levata mitzvahs yimin. Aye, why don't we go back to what we said earlier in the parak? You're right, really, we should. What was the case? Why didn't, and originally, why didn't we allow chalitza to be done to one woman and then yibum to be done to one woman and then chalitza to be done to the other woman? Why didn't we allow that? Because the Gemara said we're worried that maybe Levi's going to do yibum and then Yehuda's going to die. And if Yehuda dies, now Levi, there's one woman left. But this woman now is the Achos Ishto of Levi. So she's going to get off with nothing. So we don't want to have that, where a woman is in the parsha of Yibam and then walks away with nothing. So the Gemara said, Chazal, that the rabbi said, that we no Yibam, do chalitza to the first woman, so then even if Yehuda would die, achos chalitzaso, you know, you'd be able to do chalitza with her. You can't do chalitza to an achos ishto, but you can do chalitza to an achos chalitzaso. So maybe, suggests the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is worried about. And when the Rabbanan made that gezeira, they threw out Yibam totally. V'leilei, so why didn't he answer that? Again, really, Rabbi Yochanan could have said, you're right. Really, you should be able to do chalitza to the second woman, Mrs. Shimon, and Yibam to the first one. But you know what? When Chazal made the gezeira of Asa Levata, Mrs. Yimin, they threw out Yibam totally, the possibility of Yibam from our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Lamisa Lachayish. No, Rabbi Yochanan is never Choshesh Lamisa. In other contexts, you can't say he holds of this Gzeira. This whole Gzeira is that we're already Yehuda's going to die, but he doesn't hold of this. Lamisa Lachayish. So that doesn't work. The Rishonim here ask, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say that, you're right, this Mishnah is Choshesh Lamisa, but that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, not my Shita. Which Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Yuma Daf Beis. Yuma Daf Beis. What is Yuma Daf Beis? Remember, we got another Kohen Gadol ready. What does Yehuda say? We get another Kohen Gadol's wife ready because we're worried that people are going to die. So ask the Rashba, ask the Ritva, why here didn't the Gemara say, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan say, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and I argue on Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like the other Tanaim. Question. Says the Ritva, all Stam Mishnayis. None of them are like Rabbi Yehuda. So you don't want to say that. Stam Mishnah is Alagrabi. When he wants to hear Behu the Shita, he says Behu the Shita. So says the Ritva, I didn't want to suggest that because Stam Masnisen, other anonymous Mishnayas, are not like Rabbi Yehuda. Number one. Number two, the Rashba says, over there, there's no downside. So you set another woman up to be the Kohen Gadol's wife. So what do you lose? You lose nothing. One woman gets to be special for a few days. Over here, you're going to be Mevatel the Mitzvah. It's a downside. You're Mevatel the Mitzvah. That's why I don't want to be Choshes the Mitzvah to be Mevatel the Mitzvah. Number two. Number three, third answer, we never quoted yet, so I want to quote the Madura Basra. Look at the Marsha. The Marsha has the Marsha on Yevamos, and then he has 10 pages on the Madura Basra on Yevamos. So there, he's asked this question, and he says, Shiny Kapar of Klal Yisrael. Even if you want to be Choshish Lamisa by Yom Kippur, you want to make sure everything's perfect by Yom Kippur, that doesn't mean anything here. Kippur meaning rise from that Rabbi Yehuda to our Mishnah here. So three answers why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have said, this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not Choshish Lamisa, but this Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we didn't suggest that. Okay, next possibility. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan say, this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? The Amar who said, Rabbi Eliezer says that once there was a moment of Isser, it sticks. You can never go back to the Heter. What can Rabbi Yochanan say? That's who this is going according to. Which Rabbi Eliezer are we talking about? It's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Let's go with Rashi. Rashi says it's Rabbi Eliezer from later on Daf Kuf Ches and Kuf Tes. The case over there is a man divorces his wife, remarries her, Beheter, and then he dies. Rabbi Eliezer says there's no mitzvah of Yibam. Since at a moment in time this was Gerushas Achiv, it was my brother's divorced wife who was usher to me, so that woman stays usher. Even though right now she's not Gerushas Achiv anymore. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita later on. So maybe that's the Shita. Maybe what could Rabbi Yochanan say that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara answers, me the Sefer Rabbi Eliezer, Risha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. No, the Sefer of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer quotes the Shita of Eshama and Beis Hillel. Mashma that he's not talking in the Risha. So you can't say the Risha is a Rabbi Eliezer. Next, v'nei b'lehu, again, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer, t'nofa b'vas achas, Rabbi Yossi aglili hi, d'amar efshal asam saying, maybe the case is there is no first and second woman. They're both the exact same moment. Reuven and Shimon died exactly the same moment. So there's no woman, neither of them, had a Shas Heter when they became a Yavama. And it's like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, who we had once before in Yavamas, who holds Efshel Etzam, same things could happen at the exact same moment. Or at least halachically, we could view them as if they happened at the exact same moment. So the Gemara answered, no. So, Lo Sasam Latanak Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. We don't have anonymous Mishnayis following that opinion. Our anonymous Mishnayis are according to the opinion of Efshel Etzam, same that you can't have exact moments. So therefore, that doesn't work. Last one. V'lemalei, why didn't we, Rabbi Yochanan suggest as follows? D'lo yadin hinafal b'resha. Fine, one of them became mutter first, but we don't know which one. They were pretty close. So fine, it's not exactly like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. But maybe the case is we don't know which one came first. Rabbi Yochanan would say as follows, really, you should be able to do chalitza to the second one and then give him to the first one. But you know what? We don't know. The Mishnah is talking about a case. We don't know which one became a Yavama first. So Gemara says, no, that also won't work. Why? Ihaki haino diktad mikad muvakansu yotziyu. The Mishnah says in the next line that if they did Yibum, if they both did Yibum, instead of both doing Chalitza, we make them get divorced. So why would that be the case? Bishlam arishona amina leman shar yilacha. Find the woman who did Yibum, the man who did Yibum first, we tell him, you obviously violated an Isser. You married Achuzukuka, so get divorced. You have to get divorced. Elashnia, but the second one that did the Yibum, Amar, why can't he say, Chaveire Shnia Yibem, my friend, it's a suffix, hey, my friend was Miabem, the second woman who died, the second woman whose husband died. Anarishona Miabem, I did the first one, meaning there's at least a suffix here that this second woman acted properly. And if there's a suffix that she acted properly, we can't make her get divorced. So why would the Gemara say that they would have to get divorced? So that's why that can't be a good possibility. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have answered that. Why? Again, what the Gemara suggests, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan answer that really it's a case that one died before the other one, Reuben died before Shimon, but we don't know which one. So that's why we're not going to let him get do Chalitza then Yibam. Both have to do Chalitza. But the Gemara says if that's true, then if they did Yibam, we wouldn't make the second one get divorced. There's at least a suffix, and therefore we don't force a husband and a wife to get divorced because of a suffix. So the Gemara throws up his hands and says, "Hainu tekamar lei achyos enio demishanan." That's why, because of all these 10 possibilities, none of them work. That's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say, "I don't like that Mishnah. I never learned that Mishnah. The Mishnah is not authoritative." End of this discussion. Yeah.
What kind of answer?
Right. Never has an answer. Sometimes you have the Chazir Mechzer is, well, it depends how you understand Chazir Mechzer. Or the whole thing's Rav Shimon, even though Rav Shimon only comes up in the Seifa. Rabbi Yochanan had that power. Rabbi Yochanan was, yeah.
Does this relate to
Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos? Does it relate to Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos? It's, Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos is usually by objects. I don't know if it's by people. By a lulav, by a karban. We're in Sukkah, we had it. Right? So again, Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos, right? Once you say a lulav is ne'asar at the beginning of the Sha'asa Mitzvah, do you say that? Dichui Me'ikara versus Nira V'nitcha. Right, so definitely, I didn't see we showing him related specifically, because this is talking about people status. So I don't know if you could compare people status to object status, but it's an interesting connection. Period. Two dots. So let's get back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's case. We're going to talk about, you see, there are about 5 dots left on the omen. So we're going to talk about each line of our Mishnah. What was our Mishnah? Remember, there were three parts of our Mishnah. Let's just remember, have it clear in our heads. Number one, part one of our Mishnah was 4 brothers. 2 of them are married to sisters, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon died, so Levi and Yehuda have to do chalitza to both, right? Chalitza to both of these women. Not both of them, but one does chalitza to one does chalitza to the other one. Fine, part one. Part two of the Mishnah. Let's say, is that all we have to know? No, part two of the Mishnah, which we're going to quote now. Let's say one of these sisters is an erva to one of the remaining brothers. Let's say Mrs. Reuven is Levi's mother-in-law. So that's an erva to Levi. So if that's the case, says the Mishnah in part 2, so then Levi doesn't have any connection to Mrs. Reuven, because that's an erva, that's a mother-in-law. And therefore he could do Yibum to Mrs. Shimon. Right, they're not from the same husband. So that's why it's not Latsaris. Different husbands. So that's why part two of the Mishnah says, if one of them is an Isser Erva to one of the brothers, so then the other brother, that brother is not connected to this woman in any way, and therefore she could do Yibum, have Yibum done with this brother. And the other brother, though, Yehuda, who's not related to either of them, so he still has to do Chalitza to both of them if he chooses to do Chalitza. Because both of them are just sisters, not related Mishum Erva to him. Part three of the Mishnah is, if Reuven, Mrs. Reuven and Misha Shimon, each one of them is an erva to one of the remaining brothers. Mrs. Reuven is Levi's mother-in-law, Mrs. Shimon is Yehuda's mother-in-law, so then each one of them could do Yibum to the opposite woman, because each one of them, the erva is not connected to them, and therefore they could do Yibum to the opposite woman. Those were the three parts to our Mishnah. Let's keep that in our heads, because we're going to need that for the rest of the day. Right, 3 parts of the Mishnah. Case 1, they both do chalitza because they're both just sisters. Case 2, one of them is an erva to one of them, and therefore that brother could do yibum to the other woman, but the other brother still has to do chalitza to both. Part 3 is that they're each an erva to one of these women, and therefore they each could do yibum to the opposite woman. Okay, let's go. Tanan, says the Mishnah, this was part 2 of our Mishnah that we just quoted. Right, one of them is an erva, so then that Levi, let's say, talking about mothers-in-law, and let's go in order, so it's clear. Levi is the Mrs. Reuven is the mother-in-law of Levi, so Levi is also to Mrs. Reuven, and there's no Zika there, and he could do Yibam, though, to Mrs. Shimon, while Yehuda is still also to both of them. Let's say, isn't the case, it could possibly be the case, that the erva mother-in-law was the one that became a Yavama first. So let's say that's the case. Reuven dies, Mrs. Reuven becomes a Yavama. So at this moment, Mrs. Reuven becomes a Yavama. So what is her status? So to Levi, she's nothing. To Levi, she's not connected because she's Levi's mother-in-law. To Yehuda, Mutteres. To Yehuda, she's a Yavama with the possibility of Yibum. If that's the case of the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, V'yamai, so why do we force Chalitza to be done? Leku chasan even after now Shimon dies, and now you have Mrs. Shimon, and now Mrs. Reuven becomes Aser because to Yehuda, because now there are two sisters. So leku chasan liyavim hachte ina chamosa bereisha. So why don't we say, you know what? We want one of these to get Yibum if they can. So have Levi have Levi, who is only connected to one of these women, have Levi do Yibum to Mrs. Shimon, who died second, and now have Yehuda do Yibum to Mrs. Reuven, who again was Mutter, became Usser, and is Mutter again. So Vodavi, why don't we make the chassan, the son-in-law, do Yibam to the one that is not his mother-in-law? Vitevi chamosa lagabe idach. So the mother-in-law regarding the other one, ki yivama shehutra v'nasra v'chazra v'hutra, tachzor la'tera harishon, as we just said. Mrs. Reuven was mutter when she became a yivama. She then became aser, now she's mutter again. So the Gemara says, you're right, we could have said that, but amar papa, gond enough lahachta ina chamosa b'resha. The Mishnah's talking about a case where the non-mother-in-law died, that mother-in-law became a Yavama first. So let's think about that. Mrs. Shimon dies first. So Mrs. Shimon, who was not related to either Reuven and Shimon. So at this moment, now Mrs. Shimon is mutter to both. Fine. But now Mrs. Reuven comes along. So now they're both Usser. So let's think. Levi could only do Yibam to one of these women. One of these women is his mother-in-law. Going to do Chalitza. So even if he does Yibam. Because the other one, if he does Yibam to the non-mother-in-law, but the other woman was also to start. The other woman was also to start, and therefore, it wouldn't be allowed. Okay, so that's that part. Next, Rabbi Elazar Omer b'Shamay Omrim. At the end, I didn't say this explicitly before, at the end of part two of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, what if they did Yibam to each other? Right, it was the end of part... the end of part one of our Mishnah. The end of part one of our Mishnah, in the parts that we just said, so we said, if they did Yibam, so then they have to get divorced. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's a machlokas. Beis Shammai says they could stay married, and Beis Hillel says they have to get divorced. So it says the Gemara, according to Tosefta, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, Yikaimu, Beis Hillel Omer, Yotziyu. Beis Shammai says they could stay married, and Beis Hillel says they have to get divorced. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Yikaimu. And the Rabbi Shimon says, no, they could stay married. Abishol Omer, Abishol says, Kal Hailahem the Beis Hillel, but Abishol says, no, Beis Hillel is always Mekel. Beis Hillel has the Kula. Beis Shammai Omer Yotziyu, U Beis Hillel Omer Yikaimu. So Beis Hillel is the Mekel one that says they can stay married. Period. Reb Shimon, come on. Who's Reb Shimon going like? We have the Shita Beis Shammai, we have the Shita Beis Hillel, and then Reb Shimon says Rashi, Reb Shimon is not in the same league, Bar Plukta, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Wasn't that? So, he's giving his own opinion. She should hold like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Ike Beis Shammai Heiner Rabbi Elazar. Ike Beis Hillel Heiner Abishol. So the Gemara says, no, this is what he means to say. Hachi Kamar. Lo nech lego Beis Shammai Beis Hillel badavar zeh. No, he holds that there was never a machlokas about it. That's what he means to say by saying Yekaimu. He says there was never a machlokas about it. Okay. You can look at the Tosfos Dibur Matzah Rabbi Elazar deals with what the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar is. But it's just telling you the Shitas Beis Shammai. Do Tanaim do that? They're just being Mechad the Shitas Beis Shammai. That's Tosfos deals with in Tosfos Rabbi Elazar. Again, related to the first thing that we started off with, the Divrei Chizuk, some dafim, you have to stay close to the daf. Right? The first step in Gemara is getting the Pashup Shat. Gemara Rashi and Gemara Rashi throw out a little Tosfosim Ha'aris. Again, that's part one. And in Yevamos, as we've seen, sometimes we have to spend more time on getting through the Gemara than branching off to the sugyas that we usually do. Okay? Right. Everything's great. Haisa achas mehem, two dots. So now we get to part two, as we said, of the Mishnah. What was part two? If one of them's an erva, so that then that woman is not connected to her son-in-law, and Yibam can be done with the other one. Says the Gemara, Tanina Chadazimna. Didn't we learn that already? The Mishnah on Daf Chaf, Achosak Shiyavimta Ochalet Zomas Yabemis. Right, we learned this on Yantif. The Mishnah says already on Daf Chaf, if you have a sister who is an Erva, so then if you're an Erva and your sister is also a Yavama with you, so you're out of here, you're not connected at all. In our case, if Mrs. Reuven is a mother-in-law, she's not connected to Levi at all, while her sister, Mrs. Shimon, could do Yibum. So didn't we learn that already? Says the Gemara Tzricha. No, we needed both in that case, in Daf Chaf, where we're talking about one brother. In this case, we were talking about two brothers. Tzricha. V'yesh minin hasam, if you only had that case over there, mishum delekel amigzer mishum sheni. I would say there, fine. What's that case over there? If a man now has an erva and, you know, two women connected to him, one of them's an erva, we'd say, you know what? You could do yibam to the non-erva woman. No problem. You're not going to get confused because there's no other brother here. Aval hacha dikel amigzer mishum sheni. But what's going on here? Levi. One of these women is the mother-in-law of Levi. So we say, Levi, you could do Yibam to the other one. But what about Yehuda? Yehuda's not related to either of them. So we're worried maybe you'd make a gzeirah that you're not going to allow Levi to do Yibam to this other woman because maybe Yehuda's going to come do Yibam. And Yehuda can't do Yibam to either of them. Yehuda's not related, therefore he has to do Chalitza. Both of them to Yehuda are Achos Zukukaso. So maybe you would make that gzeirah Emalo. So that's why, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. V'yesh minan hacha, and if you only had our Mishnah, Mishum di'ika sheni t'kamuchach. If you only had our Mishnah, you'd say, oh, you know why it's allowed here? Because you're never going to forget the halacha of Achos Zukukaso. Why? Because one of the Levi is going to marry, do Yibam to the one of these women, but Yehuda is not. Yehuda is going to do Chalitza to both. So you're obviously always going to remember there's a concept of Achos Zukukaso. Aval Hasam Deleka Sheni, over there, all you have is two women. One's an Erebus, so she has no Zika, and you're going to allow Yibam to the other one? So you might get mixed up. Emalo, you might say, you can't allow Yibam to this other woman, because you might get mixed up into a case where both of them have a Zika. Kamash Tzricha, Tzricha, that's why you need that case earlier. Okay? Good.
So you have to do Chalitza to both women, even though one had Yibam
Dunter? In which case?
The four brothers.
In the Havamina?
Yeah.
In the Havamina that you might say that you won't allow Yibam to this other woman. Even though the co-wife is an Erva to me, I won't allow Yibam to the other woman, that was the Havamina, because I might get mixed up. So therefore, I would have to do Chalitza.
But the one who had Yibam Dunter, theoretically.
The one that had Yibam done to her.
Chalitza from the other brothers.
Right, no, we're not talking about we're not getting into Chalitza Psulis. Okay, next, Isser Mitzvah. So again, the Mishnah also added a line, which we didn't explicate before. At the end of part two, the Mishnah just said that the only time that this concept applies, that one of them doesn't create a Zika, and therefore Levi could do Yibam to the other woman, is only if the woman is Asar to him Yishum Erva. It's his mother-in-law. But let's say it's not his mother-in-law, it's only an Issa Durabban unto him. In Isser Mitzvah, then obviously the Zika stay. There's a Zika there. And therefore, he has to do Chalitza to both. So that's what the Mishnah said. And then Gemara asks, Sanami Tanina, didn't we learn this already? Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Chalitza, Lomas Yabemes. Again, the Mishnah earlier on Daf Chaf already told us that if a woman is Asr Midurabanan to me, I still have to do Chalitza to her. She's still Mida Oraisa connected to me. So why do we have to learn that twice? So again, the Gemara says, Hasam Isser Mitzvah Lechuda, Hacha Isser Mitzvah Va'achosa. Now there's a difference. Over there, what's the case? Over there, it's a woman who's my Yavama, who's Asami Dirabanan to me. Fine. But here, not only is she Asami Dirabanan, but she's also Acho Zukukaso. So maybe that would change the rules. Why? Salkadai dechamino lekum iser mitzvah b'makam iser erva vitis yabeim. Maybe suggest the Gemara, even though this is only an Issa Durabanan. An Issa Mitzvah is an Issa Durabanan, but maybe to be able to allow one of the women to do Yibum, the Rabbanan will give this Issa Mitzvah the status of a real Arayos. So that it's as if there's no erva there, so the other woman could do Yibum. Maybe we do that in this case because we want Yibam to be done. Yibam is the best. Right? Chalitza makam Yibam ain't a mitzvah. So that's the Kamash Walan. That's the Chiddush of our case. Says the Gemara, V'tis Yabim, is that really a possibility? Kivin de Mida Raisa Ram Yikameka Paga Bachu Zukukaso. What do you mean? Mida Oraisa, both of these women are connected to him. How could we suggest that just because one of them is Asa Midra Banan, Chazal would give her the status of an Erva? The Gemara says, no, that's the Havamina. Salkadai dechamina mishum mitzvah avad rabbanan. You might say that because we want one of these women to have the possibility of doing Yibam, which is the highest level of the mitzvah, so we'd say that this is a rabbanan and have the status of an erva. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Period. Next. Haisa achas mehen. Again, this is the part three of the Mishnah now. Part three of the Mishnah, what was part three of the Mishnah? Levi is an erva to one of the women, and Yehuda is an erva to one of the women. Right? Mrs. Reuven is Levi's mother-in-law. Mrs. Shimon is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So what does our Mishnah say? Each of them could do Yibam to the woman who's not their mother-in-law. Because the other woman is not connected. This isn't Achlo Zukukaso. There's no Zika to one of the women, to the erva woman. So again, the Gemara says, Sulamali Hainuhach. What's the Chiddush of that line? If we know it works by one brother, so why doesn't it work by both brothers? What's the chiddush of that line? Ma'ali l'chad, ma'ali l'trei. What's the chiddush of part three that we didn't know in part two of the Mishnah? So tzricha, as follows. V'yesh minan hasam, if what I would have only had part two of the Mishnah, mishum di'ika sheni demuchach. Because then I might have allowed it, because there's another brother that has to do chalitza to both women. And you won't forget the concept of Achos Zukukaso. Aval hacha deleka shedi dekamuchach emalo. But here, in part three of the Mishnah, they're both doing Yibum to the opposite woman. So maybe, one who's not related to them. So maybe I would have thought there were Gozer. You might confuse this with the normal case of Achazuku Kaso and come to do Yibam there. So that's why you can't just have part two. The Yishmina Hacha. And if you only have part three of the Mishnah, Adarabah, Shravaya Muchi Adadi. No, then you would be obvious in part three. You know why? Because each of them could only do Yibam to one of these women. So you know, you remember that one of these women is usher, so you're not going to get confused with the regular case of Achuzuku Kaso. Aval Idachlo, but in part two, where one of the brothers has to relate to both women, right, do chalitza to both women, so maybe you wouldn't say you would be gozer, sricha, so that's why you need both cases, part two and part three.
How can the zika be stronger than the erva itself? Because the zika is supposed to be a gather.
Right.
If it's Achazuku Kaso
is an Issa Durabanan.
Issa Durabanan. But now if you have an Erva, you can do Yibum.
Do Yibum to the other woman.
Right.
Because if there's an Erva, then there is no Zika. If there's an Erva, that wipes out, there's no connection. There's only one woman here.
But that makes the Zika more chomer than the Erva itself.
What, the other Zika? The other woman Zika?
Yeah.
No, the other woman Zika is perfect now because there is no Achos anymore.
No,
the Erva disappears.
No, the Erva, but when there's no Erva, when there's only Achazuku Kaso, the Zika is stronger.
When they're Achazuku Kaso, then they're both Zakuk, and therefore there's a problem.
Right.
But if there's only one that's Zakuk because the other one's an Erva, then there's nothing wrong with the Zika. And we'll talk about it more after. Okay, Zui Sha'amru. So the final line of the Mishnah says, the final line of part three, this is the case. Zui Sha'amru, this is what is meant, that when there is an erva, the other one is mutter. Zui Lemute Mai, what is that excluding? Lemute Yisr Mitzvah Lazev, Yisr Mitzvah Lazev. Oh, it's excluding the case where there are only Asr Midrabanan to women and not an Yisr Erva to women. So Hosulamali Hainuhach. Again, didn't we learn that in part two? Part two already said if one of these women is Asamidurabanan to one of the remaining brothers, so then the Zika of both still was intact. So what's the chiddush of saying if it's by both brothers? So Mali Lachan Mali Latre, what's the chiddush? So Mao the Tema Kilo Arminin Uki Isr Misa Bamaka Misr Erva. No, because I would have said it's similar to the Havamina that we had earlier. I would have said, when do we say that the Isser Mitzvah, meaning the Isser Durabanan, does not have get the status of an Erva? Hey Chadikal and Megzamishim Sheni. If there's another brother here that has real two women who are Achazuku Kasos in front of him, that's what we might make a Gzeira. That's what we don't make a Gzeira. Aval Hecha Delekal and Megzamishim Sheni, Ema Lahai Ukimna Isser Mitzvah Babaka Misr Erva. Ulahai Ukimna Isser Mitzvah Babaka Misr Erva. Viliyabmo. Kamash Valon, I might say, same Havamin as before, but I might say it's better here. I might say that in a case where there's an Isser Durabanan, Mrs. Ruvain is an Isser Durabanan to Levi, Mrs. Shimon is an Isser Durabanan to Yehuda, so I might say in that case, both of them are taken care of. Both of them are going to marry the other woman, so maybe there we should say that the Rabbanan gave each Isser Durabanan the status of an Erva. Kamash Malan, even there we don't say that. Chazal never gave an Isidra Ban on the status of an Erva to allow Yibam to the other one. It's not strong enough, and therefore there's still Achazuku Kaso, and only Chalitza would be allowed. Period. End of this discussion. Yeah.
Achazuku Kaso itself is an
Isidra Ban. Right. Okay, you could say Heimamr v'Heimamr, they're both Durabanan, but still, to give it the status of an Erva, you know, it's still in Lumdus, they didn't want to say that. But you're right, you could have said they could have done it, because it's all Durabanan. Right. Okay. Next 10 lines we've already had. It was on a Shabbos 2 weeks ago. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Achetani Rabbi Chiya. Okay, we're going to go through it again, slowly and clearly. Bekulan ani kari bohen, ha'azur lazeh, mutaris lazeh, v'yachosak shi'yivimta ocholetzes omis yabemis. Rabbi Chiya came along and said, you know what? The first Mishnah in our Masechta is connected to our case of our Mishnah here. Again, what was our case of our Mishnah here? Let's take part two and part three. What were those cases? Part three. Just part three. Part three was four brothers, two of them are married to sisters, Reuben and Shimon, and then Reuben and Shimon die. Says the Mishnah, Levi and Yehuda, what do they have to do? What if, says our Mishnah in part three, Mrs. Reuben is an Erva to Levi. Mrs. Shimon is an Erva to Yehuda. So then what's the halacha? They each could do Yibam to the other woman, but they're not related to. That was the case. Says Rabbi Chiya, all 15 cases in Mishnah Dav Beis could fit into this rule. Meaning, you could come up with a case that Levi and Yehuda are both an erva to one of these women, you could come up to the case with Bito and Chamoso and Eim Chamoso and Kalaso. All those cases, says Rabbi Chiya, or at least some of those cases, could fit into this Mishnah. That they could be ervas, that there could be a Hechitimsi, they could be ervas to these brothers. So, that's what Rabbi Chiya said. But we had three different opinions. How expansive, what did Rabbi Chiya mean? Rabbi Yehuda mitargim mechamosav eilech. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Chiya didn't mean the first six. Take out the first six. Only the last nine in the Mishnah he was referring to. Aval shisa babi dereshalo. Rabbi Chiya was not referring to the first six cases of the Mishnah. Why? My time. Kivan debito ba'onsin hu de mishkachas la. Binisuin lo mishkachas la. Binisuin kamayri ba'onsin la kamayri. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's impossible for Levi and Yehuda, right, the two brothers that are left, to be usher mishum bito. Right, to for Levi to have his daughter coming to him, and for Yehuda to have his daughter coming to him. The only way that would be possible if it was bito me anusaso, meaning an out of marriage daughter, not an in marriage daughter. Just it wouldn't work. The case wouldn't work. So therefore, he is not talking about the bito cases. So that's why only the last nine, not the first six. Rashi explains how could it be bito me anusaso. I'm not going to go through it now. It's not. I'll just mention it. Reuben and Shimon, good, you can look at it afterwards. Reuben and Shimon are ma'anis, the same woman. Reuben and Shimon are brothers, are ma'anis, the same woman, and they have daughters, two daughters. They each have a daughter from those women. Those two daughters go marry their two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. And then Levi and Yehuda die. So now, Reuben and Shimon have women coming to them. Each of them are, one of them is Bito Me'anusaso, their daughter from the woman they were ma'anis, but according to the other brother, she's mutter. So that's the case that Me'anusaso could work. But says Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is not talking about a case of rapes, only by marriage. So that's why Rabbi Chiya is not referring to the first six cases. Via Bayimatar game, Apito Me'anusaso. Says Abaye, no, the first six cases are included. Kivan dashkuche mishkachas la, Ibai onsim teve, Ibai minisun teve. No, either way, our Mishnah could be including even the rape cases. Aval eshes achiv shlo hayba lamalo. But case 14, that's not, he didn't mean case 14. A non-contemporary brother, he didn't mean that. Why? Kivan da aliba de Reb Shimon hu de mishkachas la. Aliba de Rabbanan lo mishkachas la de pluto la kamayri. Because the only way that it could fit into our Mishnah is according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who has different rules, if you remember, for Eishas Achav Shlo Haisa Balamo, and our Mishnah is not getting into cases of Machlokas. So therefore, Reb Chiya never meant to connect the two Mishnayos regarding the case of Eishes Achav Shlo Haisa Balamo. For Reb Safra Matargim, Af Eishes Achav Shlo Haisa Balamo. Reb Safra says, no, even that case, Umishkachas La, and you could figure it out, B'shisa Achiv Aliba de Reb Shimon. And you could figure it out according to Reb Shimon, whether you have six brothers. And you're right, the Mishnah is even talking about a case where there is a Machlokas. What exactly is the case? I think it's better to do this at the beginning of this year than at the end of this year. So we're going to stop here. And we'll do the case. It's just the rest of the Mishnah, the rest of the Gemara is just the case that how you work out Eishes Achav Shlo Haisa Balamo to fall to the two brothers that are remaining in our Mishnah. Okay, so we'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow. Avas Hashem. Remember at the beginning, Avas Hashem is Talmud Torah.